and fill up, be sure, and I mean just that, be sure to hit the like button.
Nowadays, come on. Nothing really excites me. Only one of me and nobody like me. Phone ringing and I tell him it's I got wife young, bling and she ice freeze.
Mama said, please, there'll be days just like this.
The door and the dome and just whole team here, money some. Still young, but I move like a veteran. New deal to my lawyer to send it. If you're down in my management, I'm just warming up a way to lie. Old producer saw the numbers one. Different colors in my baggy light. Chalk it up, talk of the town where you're talking up. Wanna get you a ring and you tough enough. Wanna get you new things where your pockets dull. Run it up, I used to be quiet and out of luck. Now I move up and move humble cause the hate and the jealousy. My mama telling me count up your blessings and run it up.
Three,
nowadays nothing really excites me. Only one of me and nobody's like me. Phone ringing and I tell them it's I got wifey on bling and she.
What's up, everybody? Appreciate everybody for jumping in. The name is Law Nation. And of course, it's always news in Cowboys land. Even though it's razor blade thin, we're going to talk about this once again, the gap situation. I finally got audio of D-Law talking about that. Shout out to D-Law. Shout out to all of the laws out there, by the way. And on top of that, we're going to go over the list of bubble player versus spotlight player. Shout out to my guy, Eric Scott Jr. Hey, man, you know, I love DB play, and I really, really appreciate his game and how he is able to elevate. And, you know, I'm biased a little bit because Mississippi, you know, how it goes with that. But neither here nor there. Shout out to you, Justin. Shout out to you, Swain. Appreciate you for jumping in. Roger, appreciate you for being part of this. Christopher, thank you for being part of this. As well as C.D. Lamb, baby. C.D. Lamb been working out with Jay Hicks, who's normally a running backs guru movement specialist, right? Now we're seeing C.D. Lamb out there. And I love seeing this because we all know that C.D. Lamb, he becomes a running back once the ball is in his hand, and he give you all type of yak action. He is a guy that's been working sun up to sun down. He taking literally one of these right here.
No days off.
It's none for him, C.D. Come on. Yes, indeed. Come on, C.D. Let's get it. No days off. So you love to see that, right? Cowboy Nation. And I wouldn't think of any other way outside of this dude representing 88 the best way possible. And he just went to Parrish, and he been in London, and him and my other guy, Michael Gallup, they've been putting in extra work. We're seeing those type of names keep popping up, and we are knowing that these guys – look at this as a situation whereas they are not finna fold up like a wallet nor a lawn chair. And that's right, Regina. Appreciate you. Shout out to you, Chuck. So let's get right into it, Cowboy Nation. I know when y'all hear the music, y'all know I'm finna go all the way in. Y'all already know, man. Uh-oh. I know it. I know y'all know I'm finna go in, right? The safe room. Shout out to my Resident Evil, you know, because we finna get medieval over here. Come on, y'all. Y'all know I got to play this. Appreciate you, Ralph. Appreciate you. Let's go. If I can find the audio. Yes, I got it right here. Let me know, can y'all hear? Can y'all hear audio?
I think the Cowboys are too far back of Jalen Hurts and the defending NFC champion Eagles. Listen, he believes they're close. Take a listen to this.
I don't feel like it's a huge gap at all. I feel like it comes down to, certain details of not just the scheme, but also your locker room. When we hit the training camp, that we make those adjustments, we learn those different things that we need to learn about our teammates so we can fully function the way we should out there on the field.
All right. Hear ye and hear ye, hear ye. The man, DeMarcus Lawrence, done said what he done said. I don't think that he should hold back anything. I think that he said the right thing. I heard what he said, and here's my thoughts with it 1,000,000%. Not any other number, not 1,000, but 1,000,000. the locker room, the temperaments. I talked to B-Tuck, who is his D-line coach during the offseason, and he said that one of the things that D-Law do that any of his other guys don't do is he mastered the game as far as his hand techniques, and he always trying to get better every single snap, every single rep. He goes 1,000%. And not just that, D-Law, he's not afraid to teach the things that he learned to his contemporaries, to the people that's in the battleship right with him, the trench warfare that's right with him, where games are won, lost, down in the trenches. He's not afraid to say, hey, man, this is what I picked up off my game. So it wasn't strange. It wasn't strange to see Sam Williams learning from D-Law, Parsons learning from D-Law. And when we look back at everything, I can tell you, team, together, everyone achieves more, right? So that's the way you got to look at this thing. But let's listen to these guys, you know. Let's listen to what they're going to say. But shout out to D-Law, man. Let me see 90 in the chat. If you're a D-Law fan, or you can just put D and then Law in the chat, or you can just put Law in the chat, L-A-W, you know.
Let's Kmart?
I don't even know. Can we speak freely on the show? Because I'm sitting next to a Cowboys fan. Are
speak
we
going
to speak, like,
yes,
practically
please.
Here?
Yes, please. Everywhere, baby.
I mean, we got a Cowboys player talking about how they're not well, what do you expect him to say, honestly? I mean, he's talking about, it wasn't that many things, not important things. Like, you got details, you got scheme, you got a locker room. It's like, those seem like pretty big things. And if they were able to figure those out just this offseason, great. I will say, in defense of your Cowboys,
yes,
that it's very difficult to project that the Eagles will be just as good or
better than
they were last year, because they were so good. Can Jalen Hurts actually be even better than he was last year? They were unstoppable for the most part. So that's why I will say Dallas can creep up and catch the Eagles. Because
Montez, what is your profession? FBI, open up!
All right now. She said the word unstoppable. And I could... Let me pause the back music. Let me know if they were just that good last season. Were there a team? Can y'all let me know? Because, you know, I'm coming with all of the smoke today, you know.
Sacrifice.
You know, offense to the lady. You know, we love the ladies over here. But let me know. I want to know. I got to know. I want to know. Did somebody put 40 points on that unstoppable team last season? You know, I just need to know. Shout out to you, CT Madden. Appreciate you. I just need to know in the chat, did somebody on that unstoppable team, unbeatable team, the team that no one could beat last season? I just need to know. JT the Pipe Layer says Dak technically is 7-1. I feel you. Chiefs stopped them in the Super Bowl. That has dropped 41. Okay. No one should have thought. Yeah, there should have been a gap in the first place. Yeah. I just want to know. But, okay, I'm just making sure I wasn't insane, right? I'm sane right now, just making sure that I wasn't insane, you know. Come on, y'all. You know, this is just layups for me, right? Come on, let's listen to what they had to say.
You can't expect them to be that good. I will say, though, that the Giants are an improved team. If Washington is as confident as if Sam Howell can be as good as they expect him to be, I don't think that it's just, oh, well, the Cowboys are going to overtake the Eagles, and that's the end of the NFC East. They've got competition throughout that division. I am so sorry, Brian.
Dan,
hey, I'm going to jump in before Dan Orlovsky jump in. So I'm just going to say this too, ladies and gentlemen. So you think we stayed the same and everyone else improved? Come on, man. Because I can't wait to tell you guys, when we go down this list between bubble guys, spotlight guys, I don't want you guys to hold back. So I want your honest opinion. But in short, just in short, I'm going to ask y'all a real good question right now. Y'all ready? Is Brandon Cooks better than James Washington? Let me know in the chat. Is he better than James Washington? And I'm not trying to pick on James Washington, by the way. I just want to know. I just wanted to say James Washington today. You know, I just want to know from y'all. Come on, Matt. Yeah. So that's one yes. Let me see if I can get another yes. Let me pick on this yes right here. Is Brandon Cooks. I'm just using Brandon, you know. I just want to know. Is he better? And shout out to my guy, Dennis Houston. But is he better than Dennis Houston? You know, I just want to know from y'all mouth, man. You know, can y'all put it in the chat? You know, all you got to do is say yes. You know, can you put yes in the chat? That's two yeses. Let me go for a trifecta. You know, let me go with a trifecta. You know, I just want to leave this man out last, but I'm just going to put him in there as the last one that I'm going to say about this. Is Brandon Cooks better? Y'all ready for me? Noah Brown. Is he better than Noah Brown? Come on, get down, baby. Yes. Yes. So what I'm trying to say here is just by just sheet of paper alone, and I know you can't go by sheets of paper, but by the sheet of paper alone, we are already better than the 2022's team, right? I asked this to my guy West Coast, and I'm going to ask it to you guys while we live right now. Do you think that the 2023 team, the Dallas Cowboys team, we haven't even played a game yet, dog, you know? Do you think that this team, if everyone healthy, can beat the 2022 Dallas Cowboys team? Just put that in the chat, baby. You just put a yes or a no. I just need to see yeses, man. All right, Patrice says, Law Nation, missed you. I've been busy. Good to see you. I know you've been busy. That rewind squad. And Patrice, I know you wanted the sniper gang, you know. I know you're going to go ahead and, you know, share this content and let a friend or a neighbor know where to go and all of that. So shout out to my sniper squad, man. Shout out to you, Truth. I see you in chat. Got some snipers up in here, man. Garrett, shout out to you. Ill Machete. All right, let's listen to more of these guys, man. Are y'all all right? Let's go. Let's go. Right, boom. Let's get it.
Here, Dano, I got to hear your thoughts on this because it's been like, what, 2 decades since you've had a repeat champion in the division. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Eagles can't be any better.
That's what he's clinging to.
They were phenomenal, but they did lose two important coordinators.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts can't be any better than he was last year. He was unbelievable. You really believe that Jalen Hurts is going to have another season like that?
You believe he's going to go backwards?
I didn't say backwards, but do you really believe he will repeat? I mean,
if Jalen stays still.
Let me ask you this, Brian. We've been watching, and this is coming from the guy that was Carson Wentz full go ahead.
Yes. Oh, we remember. Yes.
We've watched Jalen Hurts play quarterback for like 6 or 7 years now, both in college and the NFL. Okay. Have you ever seen him not get better?
That's a great point. It's a good point.
This is what I'd say. This is what I would say about DeMarcus Lawrence's comments. He's absolutely correct. He is 100% spot on. The gap isn't that big. The gap has actually been closed. Now,
oh man, come on. Come on, man. Hold on.
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. Birds of a feather. What? They flock together. They make you a sucker.
here's what I got to say. So from that statement, he said, have you ever seen Jalen Hurts get better? He always improved. Now, from the mindset of the Cowboys organization and franchise and most of the fan base, we can say the same from this perspective that Dak Prescott improves every year. But we can also scale it and make it scalable, meaning that we were expecting Dak Prescott year to year to be the same or better with less weapons. We expect that brother to do the same or better with less weapons. Let me say it again. We expected that brother to do the same or more with less weapons.
He ain't lying.
Law, do you have any truths to that? Yeah. In 2018, which was his third season, I believe that in my mind that even this was last season, Jalen Hurts' third season, right? The difference between the two, the Dallas Cowboys betted against their quarterback. They didn't give him unlimited weapons. They didn't go into the offseason and said, okay, let's re-solidify this defense, including this right here. Keep this into your mindset. That offseason, we had enough money, enough remunerations, enough pocket change to go out there and get a honey badger. But from our front office mouth to y'all ears, they said that they believe that they got a DB on the team that's better than the honey badger, and his name was Xavier Woods, that his skill set and his play will be equivalent to the honey badger, and we don't need the honey badger in that season. Also in that season, even though we were banging on the table for somebody to bring in for the defensive front, they said, we like our guys. We got racing lizards. We got guys that we can elevate their game due to my man, Papa Rob Marinelli. And I'm not saying that the Cowboys lost because they were not able to stop the run, but they were not able to stop the run. On top of that, they came up with a philosophy, a scheme, a system that said that they can do wide receiver by committee in 2018. Let me know if I'm lying. See, that's the difference. The expectations were different over here in Cowboys land in 2018. But I come here to tell you, yes, we started off 3-5 that year, and they said, man, God dog it, man. We doing bad.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, baby. I can't make this stuff up.
Just drop them.
And then they said, you know what? Let's just go ahead and trade for Amari Cooper. Don't y'all know this? Let me say this right quick for those who watching the channel, and I really appreciate you so much. The tool that they went and got, they didn't even believe in him. Case in point, even Amari Cooper. Look, the Cowboys, boy, we work against ourselves, and I'm going to turn it around to the positive sides of it, but I got to tell you guys this for context. Didn't you guys know that they were not even impressed by what Amari Cooper did? Because just a short year from there, they allowed the brother to test the water. And he was given a contract for the Washington team, but his love for the Cowboys was greater. And he left $6 million on the table to stay and play for Big D. Can you imagine if he had a crystal ball and he can see into the future? And the way the Cowboys shipped that brother off to Siberia, basically, which is Cleveland, he probably said, shoot, let me just go ahead and keep this $6 million to play for Washington. at least they love me here, you know. But I can't make this stuff up. So what we do in Cowboys world, we counterproductive sometimes. You know, we kind of work against our guys sometimes. So that's the difference. But I'm going to tell you that every year with our naturalized, we've seen a quarterback progress, got better, start climbing the pocket, going through his reads better, going through his progressions better. And what they awarded him with, a first-time ever play caller, a guy that he beat out for a quarterback spot, or he didn't really beat out, but however you want to look at it, a guy that got hurt and then he climbed into his spot, a guy that used to be his quarterback coach to being a offensive coordinator, first time for your mind, never in NFL history, to take a player that was playing on your team, to look him in his eyes and say, hey, now you'll be the play caller for the team, the guy that you didn't beat out on the team, but now you're going to be coaching him for the team. Never in NFL history. And we were still expecting Super Bowl every year. Let me know, 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, expectations, Super Bowl or bust every year. Let me know if I'm lying. Let me know. Echo said 2014 and 18, Cowboys were not ready for the playoffs. I love Rob, but he was definition of mid, literally. 2014-0, 2018-0. And our upcoming 2023 team is better than 2014 and 2018. Ooh! Ooh! Boy, I didn't know you were going to bring this type of heat. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Now it's time for good old Law. It's time for good old Law to get ready to talk about this beautiful word, excuses. And I love it when I hear it, because all I heard all last season for even the Eagles, there's no excuses. Week one, oh man, there's no excuses. Week five or week six, there's no excuses. Week 12, there was no excuses. And then in the playoff, there were no excuses. But unfortunately, in the Super Bowl, they start to say after the Super Bowl, there were some excuses. And there's a trend with this, because everybody else can have excuses, but the Cowboys can't have none. But JR, listen to me right now when I'm speaking right now. You know, all of a sudden, the Eagles talked about the grass being too slippery. Slippery when wet. You know, all of a sudden, the team that had 70 sacks couldn't get to a guy that had one leg. All of a sudden, the guy that could run the ball with no horn by the name of Jalen Hurts, he fumbled the ball and nobody touched him. I seen an Eagle fan to say that was a face mask on that play. So now there's excuses. But let me know who touched that brother when he fumbled that ball. You know, let me know. But then when they said that play didn't cause them to lose the game, about a couple of weeks ago, us being live like 95 over here, the guy by the name of Smitty, he was live on somebody's podcast, and he said, point to me where it hurts. And he said, hey, that right there hurts, man. That fumble, it hurt us really bad. And it took some of the stuff away from us or what we were trying to do. Even though they climbed back into that game, the fumble-liar hurt them really bad, and he pointed to where it hurts. So that's all I'm saying. So for the Cowboys to have no excuses, well, what was the Cincinnati Bengals' excuse? What were the Rams' excuses? What were last season the Patriots' excuses? What were the Bills' excuses? What are the other teams' excuses? Why all of a sudden the Cowboys, the only team that can walk around with no excuses, but when we start saying things, it's all excuses? What are their excuses? I'm waiting. I can't find a soul that's living and breathing that can out debate me with this. What are their excuses? Only the Cowboys have bad excuses. Only the Cowboys got excuses on why they not winning the Super Bowl. Can you imagine with Dave Campo, people are saying, hey, there should be no excuses. Can you imagine for the 13 years collectively we had with Jason Garrett, there should be no excuses. Can you imagine a guy that was hired here to make some changes to this organization and franchise, but they say the only way that you can be hired here is because you're gonna keep Kellen Moore, right? And then there are two different philosophies, oil and water. You can shake them up, you can shake them up, but then when it settles down, the oil will never mix with the water, right? And that is exactly what the Cowboys' philosophy was with this particular franchise and organization. They said that they want to be able to get Kellen Moore and his scheme and his system and his digit system and everything else, hook routes, four curl routes, and they want to combine them with Mike McCarthy, who never worked with the brother. And all of a sudden, we supposed to take that and say, hey, no excuses. Come on, man, I got land on the move for sale. I can't make this stuff up. So you mean to tell me you're going to take a coordinator in his second year ever to win the Super Bowl in 2020? But those are just excuses. Excuses are truths you don't want to hear. And Law is coming here to give you guys the absolute truth, whether you like it or not. And you can run and say, oh man, those are just excuses. But 9 times out of 10.
What, the truth? You can't handle the truth.
Yes, indeed. And the truth shall set you free. Let's go. Let's listen to more of what they have to say. You know, Jay, I'm just using you as a punching bag, man. It's all good. Let me know who your team is, man. Let me know who your team is, JR, man. It's all good, man. We just kicking it, man. We having a good time, man. You know, we just having a good time over here. But let's listen to what else they have to say. Come on, man. But I just want to say this one more time.
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. Birds of a feather. They flock together. They make you a sucker.
Now, the Eagles still have advantages in basically every situation. I think they're better coached. I think they have a better skill group. I think they have a better quarterback. I think they have a better running back room, better tight end, better wide receiver group. I think the Cowboys have to win on the defensive line, and I've said this. That's why Mazi Smith, their first-round draft pick out of Michigan, is probably under more pressure than anybody outside of Dak Prescott on their football team. The gap has absolutely been closed in relation from the Dallas Cowboys to the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Eagles are still the favorite.
Can somebody tell Dan?
He'll outdoors. Something wrong here.
Can he lean forward just a little bit? You know, just lean forward right here. He's just lean forward right here, man. I just need to. This fool done said they got better coaching when they got rid of their defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator. Now, if you want to say, well, hey, those guys were on the team last year, what have you, and the Cowboys got no offensive coordinator at all, but they got Mike McCarthy, who won the Super Bowl, by the way, you know, that's supposed to be facilitating and play calling or what have you, and you got to sprinkle in some of Mama's cooking as well as what Shotty is going to do, being in the booth, I believe, or in the box, however you want to call it, that all of a sudden, what Brian Johnson is going to do, or whoever the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, would be better than that? Come on, man. Go to your room. Oh, and on top of that, let me just say this. There's no ill will upon the Eagles defensive coordinator, right? Or the Eagles defensive players. But let me know, people that's in the chat, who's better, Dan Quinn or whoever they got calling the plan over there. Just let me know. Just put D-A-N in the chat while I slap around. Come on, come on, baby, come on. Get out of here. You know, DQ, or just put DQ in the chat. Yeah, that's quicker. Put DQ in the chat. Appreciate y'all so much, man. I can't make this stuff up. Sadiq says, Law, spot giving them the truth. They need to hit that like button. 243 in here and only 100 likes, man.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog.
Come on, man. Y'all hit that like button. Y'all hit that like button. Zach says, hot take. If Tony Romo played in 2016 playoffs, they would have won it all. Also, F those Eagles. I like Tony Romo. I think Tony Romo was that seasonal veteran guy, 14 years in his career, 14th season that year, I believe. And I think that he knows this team like the back of his hand, right? And the Cowboys went with the hot hand at the time. I can't put toothpaste back into the tube, but something about this defense that gave up almost 30 points before the third quarter really set us back in that game. And by us being, you know, kind of feeble at the end of that game, I think it was like fourth and inches or something, and we went for a kick or something like that. It was just crazy. But neither here nor there. There's water under the bridge. Shout out to Tony Romo. But this defense in the last 10 years before DQ got here, been very sus. Very sus. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Did you hear what he said? The gap has been closed, but they basically have the advantage in absolutely every single category.
Dak Prescott took a lot of darts, but NFC he's going to be better. He's going to be better. Dak Prescott will be better, Dan-O. I'm telling you.
No doubt. Dak will be better. Shout out to you, Sadiq. He says, stop the press. Appreciate you so much. All right. All right, Robert Marinelli Corball, don't waste your time. Yeah, I feel you, man. Rob, Papa Rob Marinelli, he's still in this DFW area. Shout out to him and his wife. They still, you know, jump in from here to there to podcasts, what have you. Hopefully, in the future, we can have a good conversation with Papa Rob Marinelli. My thing is with Rob, he was more of a guy that they like to build things of his own, right? They asked him, hey, would you like to have this? Would you like to have that? And he was like, no, I like my orphans. He even called the players himself orphans. I like my orphans. I like, we had a guy named Benson Maiola. Maiola was able to give us 6.5 sacks one season. I mean, he came off the practice squad. It's equivalent for the Cowboys to pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, Law, you know, can you give us a few snaps? And I'm sitting there like, yeah, man, let me roll out of the bed and give you something, right? We had guys, he had one guy, Golden Cock, you know, on the team. He had Racing Lizards and all of this other stuff, man. But shout out to Papa Rob Marinelli. My only fault with him in the organization and franchise, and especially with Chris Richard. Is the moment they gave him the opportunity to pick something, he went and got Tristan Hill. We had Juan Thornhill right there. I'm sitting there like, nah, dog. Hey, Chris Richard, man, Papa Rob Marinelli had his time, had his fun, right? Had his say-so over certain players. Don't give him chances and opportunities now. No. They gave him the chance and opportunity, and he went and got Tristan Hill. And let me know what Tristan Hill did for us when he was here. I think we see Tristan Hill week 3 for the 2023 season. Zach says, okay, on another hot take, 2014, the Cowboys offense versus the 2022's Cowboys defense. Tony Romo under center in 2021 and 2022 Super Bowl champs. Don't at me. right. Zach said don't comfort him. Here's the great thing about Tony Romo. In a couple of weeks, we got some things that we may be working together on. May not just be Romo. It may be a few other things. So stay tuned, and maybe we can ask Tony Romo, because technically, he never retired, by the way. But there's a few things that we may have to ask good old Tony Romo about his thoughts about defense. And I'm on record before we go into this bubble or versus spotlight player. I'm on record saying that, you know what, Tony Romo will be in the National Football, he'll be a good defensive coordinator. I'm on record saying that. Let's see if we can pull this up. Bear with me. Can y'all see that? Yeah, we back with it. Cowboy Nation, appreciate each and every last one of you all. We're going to go down this list of guys that's on the bubble, that may not be on the bubble, and these sorts of things. So how many guys are we going to go with? Matt Leslie says, you don't think offensive law? Well, defense, because Tony Romo can read those defenses. I really think that he can call out plays before they happen. They'll put him in great situations. If he's an offensive coordinator, I don't see him as a West Coast scheme. He'd be more of a digit system guy too. So it'll be weird to see that version of Tony Romo calling plays and his mindset. So no, I would prefer him to be a defensive side. But neither here nor there. Let's play a game. If you guys can see that, let me know in the chat and let's go with it. So far, Tyler Biadasz, he's your center. He's your guy that you know for sure going to make this team. I'm going to put a check mark by him. I don't foresee him going anywhere, right? And then you got Brock Hoffman. You know, I truly believe that the Cowboys picked him up as a guy that when you see him pull and get out in space, he do just that. I truly believe that the Cowboys would do a great situation with this roster mix up with Tyler Biadasz and Brock Hoffman. Alex Lindstrom, he turned heads last season. He's very strong. He can flex him at guard as well as center. He will be these two guys right here, will be the two guys battling for that spot right there. I think that the Cowboys will go with one of these two. Who do you guys foresee the Cowboys rolling with? Biadasz safe, you know, he's safe. Yeah, that joker, he ain't going nowhere, you know. Shout out to Boss Cowboys Sports, appreciate him, man. That's my dog if he's in the chat. Appreciate him. But who do you guys foresee the Cowboys rocking and rolling with? Is it Brock or is it Alex beating out for that backup role? Let me know in the chat. I really appreciate y'all so much for tuning in. You know. Sean D says, okay, neither. Okay, so wait a minute. Mario says neither. let me showcase this right quick then for you all that I had pretty much seen earlier this year. Projecting starters, you got Tyron Smith, you got Tyler Smith. You also have Tyler Biadasz, Zach Martin, and Terrence Steele, if healthy. That's your starting front five. Let me repeat, that's your start in front five. That's your start in front five. And we're looking for flexibility. We're looking at people that can have that versatility. And out of this list, I would think that Brock has a better shoe-in on that spot of it. He's just that versatile. He can play guard in as well as that center. And he's a little bit more seasonal than Alex Lindstrom. But we'll be looking at that position battle down the line. All right, so let's scroll all the way down for sake of time. Let's roll it with I got my guy Deron Bland. We already know he's a shoe-in. There's no bubble situation for him. the spotlight been on that brother, and we're looking for him to bounce back and have even more of a better year than he had last season. Trayvon Diggs, oh, we already know that's a super check by him. We know he ain't going nowhere. He's off his furniture at this point. I'm to the belief that, shoot, even with Diggs, they need to pay that man now before the season kick off. That's just how crazy I am. Stephon Gilmore, off his furniture. He ain't going nowhere. Those boys are going nowhere. Let's stroll all the way down. CJ, off his furniture, man. Anytime you can win the hearts of the special team unit, it goes a long way. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, spotlight's on him. Bubble time, baby! No shade at my guy, Kelvin Joseph. No shade at him, though. But let me know in the chat, is Kelvin Joseph a bubble player? Yes or no? Is Kelvin Joseph a bubble player? Shout out to you, Kang. Appreciate you. Yes, Verdi says yes. And here's my thoughts. The fight or flight situation, there's nothing wrong with that. Because sometimes when your back is against the wall, when everybody doubt you and everybody have their reservations on you, either it can break you or it can elevate you. Remember the pressure conversation that we had just yesterday. Pressure. You turn up the heat. Diamonds, rubies, gold can be measured and can be made just by the heat and pressure that's applied. So if Kelvin Joseph is really about this, then he will walk into this training camp looking at everybody that's on his team as public enemy number one and said, man, you know, I'm trying to make this team. I'm trying to feed my family. I got a little one that I'm taking care of. I got, when I finish my career here, I got aspirations of being a music guru guy, right? And I need to make sure that I have enough backing money, remunerations to do such, right? Even if it is just a hobby, right? Anthony says, back in 2015, Mike took back the play calling duties for the Packers. That same year, Packers smoked us. Have all confidence in Dallas Coast offense. Appreciate you, man. Or Tex Coast. Appreciate you, man. Anthony Gonzalez. Appreciate you. Or Tony Gonzalez. You know, appreciate you, bro. We want that from Dak and as well as from Mike McCarthy. So, there's nothing wrong with that. All right? So, bubble player. Is he on a bubble? Is Jordan Hip Pocket Lewis on a bubble? And keep this in mind. You get this out of Jordan Lewis. If you cut him, you save $5 million. I think it's $5 million, you know, five million, five racks. Well, five more than five racks, five meals. You know what I'm saying? So I would say this, veteran leadership, locker room guy, if he's that guy that everyone kind of lean on, and I would tell you, maybe, just maybe, but I would say this, hell yeah, he's on a bubble. You know, Jordan Lewis, let me say this, there's nothing wrong with, this goes back to what I just said recently, but here's the truths of it all, Cowboy Nation. The Cowboys looking to get cheap labor. And if this dude right below him can provide that, and I'm talking about his name is Eric Scott Jr., who's been shining all offseason. And granted, you know, this is just basketball shorts and a football jersey on top, right? No helmets, no pads or what have you. If he can continue to deliver that type of impact, he will be able to pick his own number. He'll be able to say, hey, I don't want to wear 37 anymore because these numbers are available for me because he made the team. So pressure is on Lewis to continue to perform, to continue to do his rehab, and he's going through that. We wish the world. We hope all is well for him, right? He got a newborn as well. You know, when you get those newborns, those babies, let me just tell you all this right quick. Those babies, we get those babies in the house, you know, either you look at that situation and say, man, I don't want to be at the crib listening to these hollering babies. I want to make sure that I have enough assets and money coming so that in the future that this little one don't have to worry about X, Y, and Z. But let me get out here and figure out ways to get out of the house and continue to work on my craft and continue to better my craft. Continue to pave the ways for my little ones. And that's one thing that I believe that even happened with Tom Brady. You know, he retired, he went home allegedly, and those kids started throwing a football saying, Dad, let's go here, Dad, let's go there. And he was sitting there like, man, you know what, Giselle? I think I can play one more year, you know. And sometimes that happened. You know, being at the house with those little ones all day, it drive you crazy. So Jordan Lewis, you know, he might pick it up even more. You know, I'm just saying, Cowboy Nation. And Deshaun Wright, is he a bubble guy? He's walking into a situation. I don't know. I'm going to just draw a little bubble around him. I think that Deshaun Wright is the type of player that when you look at his skill set, he got the height. He got the speed. He's a 4-4 guy, for crying out loud. He most certainly just need to build up that confidence. And I'm going to say this the same with him, Kelvin Joseph, and those are the only two right now that's been in that spot from where they was drafted at. Those two boys, they're going to have to prove a lot this offseason. They're on that bubble area. But if Deshaun Wright can just get his confidence up, because both of the coaching staff, and they kind of threw these guys out there without really a lot of reps. Deshaun, he had his debut, I believe, against the Titans, and he played so-so. I just need for him to build up that confidence. The same thing that I'm seeing out of Tyreek Woolen, I can see that this brother can do the same thing. I can foresee him being in the same graces of doing those type of things. But he got to get confident. He got to put it in his mind that, hey, ain't going to let nobody turn me around. I'm that dude. I'm the boundary cornerback that Dan Quinn personally went to go see, right? Handpicked me out, worked me out personally, right? I can do those things. But he got to believe it in his mind. And playing defensive back is primarily you got to have confidence. And a little safety help over the top. You do. All right, but neither here nor there. He's on the bubble for me. Miles Brooks, he's an undrafted guy. He's going to have to fight for every blade of grass out there. He's on the bubble. D'Angelo Mendel. I haven't even did film study on him. Have y'all did some film analysis on Mendel? You know what I'm saying? You know, have y'all heard of this brother right here? D'Angelo, you know, he's on the bubble just by, he kind of look like Gallup over here, but he's on the bubble, in my opinion. Celdrick Wetrine, I did some film analysis on him. I think that coming out of Florida, he was really good. Yo, check him out. Red Wine is a dude that can turn some head. He wears number 45. So when y'all see 45 rolling out there, y'all say, hey, let's see what he can do, you know. All right, let me cool. That's all of the DBs right there. That's all of the DBs right there, far as the cornerback and that was on this list and this order right here. Okay. CD better than JJ. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, I feel you, man. That's my guy, Choctaw Montana. Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you on that. Let's move on to this group. Defensive end. Can y'all see that? Let me know if y'all can see that. Appreciate you guys. This is on the official Cowboys website, by the way. So these guys getting checks from the Cowboys to be here, right? Dorrance Armstrong, I don't see him on the bubble, but I'm seeing him with less duties. I don't think the Cowboys would get rid of him at all, so I'm going to put a check by him. Of course, Fehoko, Junior Fehoko, I put a check by him. Put a check by Fowler. Put a bubble around there. He got to show us something now. He got to show us something. Reason why I don't put Fowler in this bubble situation, because of the fact that he's on a one-year deal. I mean, come on. He just here for a cup of coffee, right? All right, and Darrell Johnson. I'm going to have to look him up. Y'all let me know if y'all got any tape on him. Darrell Johnson. And Tyrese Wheat, yeah, he's going to be really one of those guys that if we can stash him. Like pistachios. Stash that brother. Shoo. Stash him. I think that he can turn some heads if he can get some things going in for us. Sam Williams. Let's put Sam Williams on a bubble, y'all. I'm just lying. I'm playing with y'all. Come on, man. Somebody right now mad punching wind right now. Hey, ain't no way, man. Long, come on, man. They just signed Fowler again. Yeah, so he's not on a bubble. Yeah. Isaac. He switched over to defensive lineman. I got good reports from his defensive line coach that he's working on or working with during the offseason. All I can say is just think of when I gave my assessment, let me just say this about Isaac, and then we'll turn on the phone calls for a quick second because this list is long, man, and we'll have part two tomorrow sometime. But let me say this about Isaac. Think of a guy just that's strong as an ox, that he have little issues with keeping his pad levels low. But to his defense, there have been players who play with high pad levels. And when his trainer, I'm not going to yell out his name yet, but when his trainer said, just think of Calais Campbell, right? Think of Calais Campbell, play with a high pad level, but can get upfield strong, right? And his bull rush technique is crazy good. So when you look at Isaac and you think of him being at height and that size of 6'7", 320, we're going to ask him to do one thing, bull rush. Gobble the opposition. You see, it's more thinking on offensive line play, right? Foot placement, hips, sitting down, making sure that you don't overcommit. But as a D-line interior guy, for what they're going to ask this brother to do, that's all I'm saying. He said he's strong as an ox. He don't have all of the techniques there, but he's teaching him one movement at a time, man. And I don't think that he's on the bubble.
Call my phone, hit my line.
Let's go.
Let's
go open up these phone lines for your mind.
Keep it super thumb.
Appreciate everybody for tuning in, Cowboy Nation.
Call my phone.
We're gonna get this going the best way possible. And the phone is brought to you by
you are the only participant in the conference.
SportsCon. SportsCon is pretty much like Comic-Con for sports athletes. And we will be here in Dallas, July 14th through the 16th. Go to SportsCon.com and check out prices for tickets and information there. And those that you see on the screen, they will be there live at SportsCon. And I'm telling you, you will not have a good time. You will absolutely have a great time. And it will be the ultimate fan experience. and your brother from another mother, no other, don't look like Danny Glover, will be there live getting a chance to talk to some of these guys that's here flashing on the screen. So shout out to SportsCon. They are, and we have Ric Flair there. Woo! So, and we have Jason Witten, you know. So all of those boys are going to be at SportsCon this year, and I can't wait to get a chance to interview those guys, meet those guys, talk to them about their goals and inspirations, and seeing if I can motivate them, man. Seeing if I can get Ronald Coleman, man. Maybe I'll arm wrestle him, you know. And Tyler Biotis will be there, and there will be more and more committed to this SportsCon right around the corner, and I can't wait, man. And of course, you know, maybe just maybe for my guy that was in the chat, maybe we can get Tony Romo to get over there to talk to us. Also, not to outspeak my wisdom teeth, you know, we will also have a guy that we're waiting to see whether or not he's going to jump all the way in on the podcast with us, but it's going to be a guy by this name of, let me see if I can find it. Yeah.
You want to talk about a playmaker? That's a playmaker. He made the play.
Boy, man, my dream will come true if I can get Michael Irvin and Law on the show together at the same place at the same time. Man, shoot. Man, don't you know? You know, I would tell Mike,
let's go, man! Let's go!
Boy, look, let me just say this right quick about Michael Irvin. The first thing I'm going to say, Michael Irvin, I said, you know what? Hey, man, you don't need ESPN. Go get the bag. You don't need Fox. You know, you could just do this thing, just what you doing with the camera to the face right now.
Let's go, man!
You got long,
let's
man.
Go!
I'll be your producer, man. I'll hit my guy, Boss Cowboy. Man, we'll figure out something together to produce Michael Irvin's show for him. I'll even hit up Sky, somebody, man, to help produce his own show. Michael Irvin need his own show. He'll need to be talking about, hey, man, can I get back on ESPN? Nah, man, come on, man.
Let's go, man! Let's go!
Shoot. All right, let's go, man. I got my guy, man, Point Dexter, man, from the 409. You're live with me.
What's up, man? I ain't talked to you in a while, man. I've been listening in. I bet you heard this here. What does Snoop Dogg wash his clothes with? Bleach.
Smoke weed every day.
I thought he washed it with that.
No, I just wanted to prelude and tell you that it was good with you with the Bleaches on football. That was a pretty good show. I've been watching The Final Word, man. Mm-hmm. Had Brothers on there, man. He was awesome, man. He was giving you some inside stuff.
Right.
I'm talking about the times he would say something, man, and the whole panel would just go quiet. You know? Mm-hmm. He was dropping it like that, man. It was crazy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, to have Clowns on there, that was good, man. Y'all getting all the people, man, everybody together, man. I've been listening to a lot of it, man. It's been really, really great content. And I know you like to put that smoke weed every day. Yeah, I do that, but I wanted to say we have a drinking game that I do with the Law Show.
Okay.
And every time you say, with that being said, cup of coffee, brother from another mother, and a bonus drink if you got your brother on the show and you say, brother from a same mother.
Yeah, oh my God.
Nine
man.
Times out of 10. I can't make this stuff up. Tupac and Biggie. And bonus building the plane in the air.
Yeah.
That is the Law drinking game. Hey, man, look. A lot of talk been talked about Dak. I've been saying for 2 years, I think he should be more assertive with the team. He should be more into the game plan of what he wants to do in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I see the team, man. Last year, I was disappointed. You know, I think Troy Aikman said it best.
Uh-huh.
Play your best in the biggest game. And
right.
that's the thing that's been happening. We haven't been our best in the biggest games. We got the personnel, you can tell, because Kellen Moore stayed because he definitely had talent. You know, he didn't have to do a whole lot. He had definitely had talent out there.
He did.
Including Dak Prescott. You know, a lot of people don't know, you know, we have a top-tier quarterback. Sometimes we, I don't know, we get jaded, man.
We do.
Everybody's not going to have the best player in all positions on the field. So you're going to have the best team to win the Super Bowl. And you've got to, you know, that third and 30 play.
Third and 30.
That's got to be a play. Yeah, that's got to be a play in every game. You got to go for that play in every game. You got to see receiver like Cooks, and if the safety is too close to the hash mark, he going to beat him. He going to beat the corner and the safety. You know,
that safety better cheat. He better roll coverage. I think that the Cowboys will utilize him. You better roll over there.
That's true, man. That 30-30 play, if that man is cheating, you got to have that play in for every game. And I was happy they got Mozzie. Mozzie's going to have to come in there, man, in the middle and act like Uncle Jerome. He got to show him how to squabble.
Yeah. That big Mozzie, man. I think the world of the philosophy of getting a defensive tackle that's going to just do the nasty work for you so that others can eat. And it may not show up on the stat sheet, but for sure. Parsons, he said, let's go for a reason, and it's going to be in the hands of Mozzie because he's going to demand that too down the line. Yeah.
We've seen this team. We've seen the talent on this team.
No doubt.
This year, all I ask for is more of the same. There was a spot, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, went back and forth with the second-string quarterback. What's his name? Can't think his name. But when he came in for Dak, the defense played lights out.
Yeah, that's Cooper Rush.
And
yeah.
I'm hoping that Dak can benefit from that same type of defense. You know, like I said, playing your best in the biggest games, that's all they have to do, man. They just have to play their best in the biggest games. And Dak, I've been saying it for 2 years now, he just needs to be more assertive and say, hey, man, this is my team. I'm not the biggest on, you know, quarterbacks, you know, showing somebody up or playing them up. But it is a way to say it. You know, it's like Irvin say, hey, all it took was a look from Troy.
It's all it took, you man. And then hopefully Point Dexter.
He's got to be able to give that look, though. He's got to be able to stare down and say, hey, man, you wanted to do better.
No doubt, man. Hey, I appreciate you for calling in, my brother, from another mother. Appreciate you.
Oh man, I gotta take another drink.
Yeah, you gotta
man,
take
that
drink. How about him, man? Appreciate you, man. That's my guy, man.
Cowboys, baby.
Yes, indeed. During the season, Point Dexter, he's one of my guys that calls in and give us some good words of encouragement and things like that. And one thing I can tell you about Point Dexter, it doesn't matter which platform I'm on. He would try to go and find me and support me in those situations. All right, so for more information on SportsCon, it's in the description box. So click on that, click the links there, go get your tickets. Don't meet me there, beat me there type of thing. July the 14th. Don't be showing up July the 20th talking about, hey, man, where everybody at? No, if you try to show up around that time, it's too late. So come on out to SportsCon, and we are doing some crazy good stuff for you guys. And on top of that, we giving away some tickets. We giving away some tickets for SportsCon, and I believe we're going to start the giveaway process Friday. So stay tuned for those who are wanting to get out there. Darius from the 214, you're live, Chief. Talk to me, man.
Live, what's happening? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. You're live on the Nation, brought to you by SportsCon. Come on.
Man, I didn't even call you to talk about football today, but since you brought it up, I want to know, who is actually calling the plays? Now, is it going to be Mike McCarthy, or is it going to be Schottenheimer? Who is actually going to be calling the plays?
McCarthy is going to be calling the plays. You're going to see him with the Waffle House menu, and he's going to be calling plays. My guy Schottenheimer will be assisting on getting plays together, the installment process through the week. He'll be the extra set of eyes in the box or what have you, or the booth, and those will be the two communicating with each other. So it'll be technically two versus one. Out there on the field.
Okay, good, because I didn't want it to be a situation to where something happened and then Mike McCarthy point the finger and he insulates himself from the play calling. We have a clear view on who was calling the plays actually.
Right.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Right.
So what I called in about was, man, how was the trip to Mississippi? How was the family down there, man?
You got a whole family down there? Well, you know, it was a trip to see the moms or what have you. We hope the next time we meet on better terms. But outside of that, you know, it was good to see mom and everything. You know, that's how it was. It was what it was.
But, yeah, and then also what I wanted to say was, man, you are truly an asset to the Cowboy community, to Cowboy Nation. We are absolutely blessed to have you serving the nation. I don't know if any other team has a Law Nation. When I say Law Nation, I'm talking about an actual Law Nation like you. You know what I'm saying? Like a person that has your stature, your morals. I could tell that you're a great man.
Appreciate it, bro.
I want to let you know that you are very net positive to like the human race. I could tell that you're going to raise good human beings. And we truly love you. I speak on for me and hopefully Cowboy Nation. I speak tell you that, man. We truly love you, and we love what you bring to Cowboy Nation, man. And that's what I called you about.
Man, I appreciate you on that, man. I got choked up for a second, but I appreciate you, bro. Thank you, Darius, man. And if you are free on July the 14th through the 16th, come on down,
well,
man.
Well, you already know.
Hit me up, bro.
I'm glad you posted. I'm glad you like how you got it on the screen right there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing it like that, because that like kind of brings something tangible to where I can like see what it is. So
yes,
I'm
indeed.
Definitely glad that you're doing it like that.
No doubt.
So yeah,
bro.
We in there, man.
Let's go, man. Appreciate you, D. Appreciate you, man. Darius, man, from the 214. Yeah, you know. If you like Comic Con, you will like Sports Con, you know. And we have more and more people that's going to attend, that's going to be here. We got over 100 professional athletes and, of course, attendees from other people that played in movies and beyond. So it's going to be a full good situation for you to come out to. Even if you got little ones, you can bring them out and not have a good time. You will have a great time. Flag football tournament and stuff like that. I don't know if Money Mayweather will be there, but I think if he is, we'll talk to him about some things, right, if he's free and available. But you guys, you know, that's just a few list of the guys that's going to be highlighted. Jalen Reagor going to be there. Maybe we'll ask him some Eagles questions about how he was traded and these sorts of things. But I appreciate everybody. Patrice says, we feel just like that. You know, Darius, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. All right, I got from the 512. You're live on the Nation.
Hey, Law. Hey, Law Nation. This is Gilberto from Austin. How you doing?
Man, all is well. Gilberto, man. Appreciate you, man. Gilberto, right?
Hey, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've talked to you on a couple occasions. But, I just wanted to just tell you, man, you're doing a good job with everything on the – you know, you definitely bring a lot of content, you and the other content creators, on giving us the news that we want to hear, not just the biased the unbiased opinions from the three and four letter network. So definitely shout out to you on that. I just want to also tell you, get into a couple of things I just want to talk about. I was watching Super Bowl Classics on Sunday on NFL Network, and they were showing like the Green Bay Packers Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. And one of the stats that stood out to me, they were showing Mike McCarthy, you know, calling, you know, the play for the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, they won three road playoff games that year.
Yeah.
And the formula that they used was they rushed the ball 30 times in the three road playoff games leading up to that Super Bowl. So that tells me that we got to have that number of probably 30 rushes, you know, if we want to get to where we want to go.
Before you go into that, you and I are thinking on the same page. Just about last month or so, I went back and watched that game, and I was watching primarily Aaron Rodgers. And didn't you know that Aaron Rodgers wasn't considered the Aaron Rodgers that he is now? But in that in that season, he was the guy that, you know, they figure out how can they get him comfortable. And they used those short passes. If you go back and watch that game, it was the short underneath passes to open up the bigger plays down the stretch. And Aaron Rodgers in that game, he did his deal, and that's how he became the Aaron Rodgers. It was like five guys that was selected to go to the Pro Bowl, and Aaron Rodgers wasn't one of those guys. It was more so the guys that's on the defensive side of the coin. But keep going.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, the running back James Starks, who wasn't the starting running back, he definitely had a good playoff run that year.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm going to say, too, I was listening to your part about the defense, and you were talking about, like, bubble players and players who, you know, will likely make the roster. I know we were talking about the DBs. I noticed, you know, you said Jordan Lewis is a possible bubble player because of his salary, and maybe you can get cheap labor. I don't know. I like Jordan Lewis because he's a veteran. He knows our system, and he's definitely been a good nickelback over the years. And I know we got Deron Bland, who kind of took over last year. But I like Lewis as kind of like an insurance policy in case somebody gets dinged up. And also, I feel like when he got injured last year, talking about Lewis, when Dak came back against the Detroit Lions, I felt like that's where our secondary kind of showed a little bit of cracks. And then, of course, you know, Anthony Brown getting injured late in the year, and then we really had the floodgates open on the opposite side of Trevon Diggs. And then, of course, the last thing I'm going to say is I saw the defensive line guys. So there's a lot of good players on there that, you know, that might not make this team. That just goes to show you how deep we are, defensive line and secondary, I believe. And hopefully, you know, linebacker play will definitely improve with the addition of my guy from Texas, Overshown, and as well as hopefully the return of Jabril Cox from his injury. But yeah, I was going to say I kind of favor Jordan Lewis over the rookie. I know the rookie, Scott, has definitely got a lot of attention, but like you said, I got to see it in pads, and I'm hoping Lewis can get back to where he needs to go. I know he's probably going to start out on PUP, but hopefully he's back because I like him as like a fourth DB behind Bland and, of course, Gilmore and Diggs. But anyway, let me say this before you go, though.
Before you go, Mike McCarthy, he tends to get rid of some of the veteran guys. He's really strong on those guys. He leaned on those on his new philosophy a little bit longer than the previous administration. Remember Jason Witten, he had an opportunity to come back in 2020, but Mike McCarthy was like, nah, we ain't doing that. And then also with Sean Lee, they gave him that incentive-based contract. He had an opportunity to come back. Mike was like, nah, I'm good, you know. So I don't know if that's going to be the same situation for Jordan Lewis because of the fact that Jordan Lewis, he's not – like the Sean Lees and the Jason Witten, as far as his skill set, he had an interception before he left. In the season before that, he had three INTs. But one thing I can say for sure, that he could be a cut from a cap casualty situation.
All right, I get that. Well, anyway, I appreciate your insight and keep doing what you're doing for the Cowboys community. And how about them Cowboys?
How about them, man? Appreciate you. Good call from Gilberto, you know. We got Stokes, and then we got my guy Kevin. All right, Stokes, you're live from the 540.
What up, man?
Nothing to it, man. Holla at me, man. What you got?
Man, I'm getting a little frustrated with you people keep disrespecting my quarterback, man.
I see you, man.
I mean, every time I turn around, somebody got something to say about Dak. Okay, he had one year. Bad with the interceptions.
Yep.
Other than that, out that man's career, in my eyes, from the time he took over for bum-ass Romo, he's been top five. I don't care what they say about nobody else. I said we had a top five quarterback from that man rookie year. How can people complain after, what, 12 years with Romo? How can you complain? You got Mike McCarthy calling the plays now. Our Achilles heel is gone. There was Kellen Moore. Like, I don't see nothing but up. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Excuse my language.
No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I would say this, though. Some of the criticism is from within, right? You know, we very like the great divide, the white and the chocolate ice cream over here, which is pretty good. Nevertheless, the problem altogether is just the fact that it's been over 27 years and the accumulations of hate is now boiling to its top. I truly believe within the last 10 to 15 years, Mike McCarthy is by far, him and Dan Quinn, the best coaching we've seen in Cowboys land.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Yep. So some people just can't see it. Some people can't see it because their mind is so fixated on this is the old system, the old regime. What can go wrong will go wrong type of conversation, you know.
I think that's all part of, like, Cowboys hate. Okay, it's been 25 years since we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We won five before that. It took the Eagles 50 wet years to win one. How many teams ain't got none?
Man.
They talk about San Fran. San Fran ain't won one in before us. They got there, they lost, but they ain't did nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, Stokes, man. But, hey, better days coming, man. I appreciate you for calling in, fam.
Oh, I know. That's hey, how you.
Where you at, man? Where you at?
I'm in Virginia.
Virginia, man. I said, man, if you had some pocket chain, man, you know, come fly on out here, man, July 14th through the 16th, and come holler at me, man. We'll be at SportsCon.
I don't know if I'm going to make it there at that time, but I will be to a couple home games this year.
Okay, let's meet up then, fam. Appreciate you.
Definitely, man. Thank you, man.
No doubt, man. That's Stokes, man, from the 540. I got Kevin, man, from the 580. You're live. DC for life. Kevin, you're live.
What's up, my brother, from another mother?
Hey, man, all is well, man. I can't complain. Talk to me, man.
The last caller was took the words right out of my mouth. That was what I was calling to talk to you about, man. I'm tired of all these freaking Dak haters, man. Like, Dak's mom and dad knew what he was going to do best. That's why they gave him Rain as the middle name. He's going to make those TDs rain down this year. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He's going to go off. Last year, he had a bad injury, which, you know, most people don't take this into consideration. Your thumb has a big part of how you grip that football. You know, they need to give Dak his dues. He's been a damn good quarterback for us. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to cuss. I know you got.
Yeah, you got good. You're good. You're good. We'll blank him out, man. But keep going.
But I'm just sick and tired of it. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to kick it. I never was a big Romo fan, and I used to call him "Don't Throw Romo." But you know, I still backed him up because he was our quarterback, and that's what a Cowboys fan should do: is back our QB instead of hating on our QB. And, you know, constantly criticizing them and dragging their name through the dirt, you know. I'm tired of these Cowboy fickle fans just hating on our quarterback, man. We need to raise him not bring him down.
Yeah.
And I'm just sick of it. I'm sorry, Roman. I'm sorry, Bob, but I'm tired of this shit.
I feel
and
you, man.
It's just aggravating as hell, man. Because you know he's done everything for us. He broke his leg, and then his thumb injury, and he's put it all on the line for us. You know, they need to show some appreciation.
No doubt, man. And
And then we got these clowns in there talking about, trade CD Lamb for Justin Jefferson. You a clown.
Wait a minute.
You just straight up trolling.
They out their mind, man. CD Lamb will show his worth especially this year. And he has always been showing that his capabilities are. No Cowboy wide receiver in the first 3 years accumulated the numbers that CeeDee Lamb been presenting to us. And I can't wait for him to showcase even more of his great workout and everything else that he's been doing his offseason. Pay over for the real season, so or pay off for the real season. So I can't wait, man. But I appreciate you for calling in, Kevin.
I appreciate you, brother. How about them Cowboys?
How about them, man? All right, let's go.
The conference has been locked.
I got my guy Slick with it from the 910 UN. Talk to me, Slick.
Lord Nation, what's going on?
Man, it's your world, man. Talk to me, man. This phone.
I got one question. I'm going to hang up, and can you please elaborate on the new rule?
Okay.
The read option.
Right.
So, how about them Cowboys, y'all?
No.
How about them Cowboys?
No doubt, man. How about them Cowboys? He's talking about the read option rule. The NFL and passed on his new rule or what have you. Let me see. Read option. I think it's pass forward new rule. Pass forward. Forward new rule. I think that's what it's called. NFL. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can. Take a look into this, and I think I posted a clip of it on one of my shorts, and it don't go into more and more details, but I appreciate everybody, man, who called in. I thank those who wanted to call in. Shout out to SportsCon for all they do for the nation. It says the offensive team make one forward pass from behind the line during each down. If the ball, whether in a player possession or loses, cross the line of LOS or line of scrimmage, a forward pass is not permissible, regardless of whether the ball returns behind the line of scrimmage before the pass is thrown. So I think it's one of those handoffs. You know how the runner jets across the quarterback, and if from what I'm seeing from this rule is if when they touch, when the ball touched the runner's hand, right, and that moment there, I think that is a subjective call whether or not the possession is still in the quarterback's hand or the runner's hand. They will count that as a forward pass, and they will count that as an illegal touch of the ball or what have you. I think some more clarification of the rule will be presented in preseason. I think that this rule is to pretty much allow defensive edge rushers the commitment on the runner, right? Because this will water down the read option play from quarterbacks if this rule stays or what have you. And I'm not part of the rule committee. I'm definitely not. And we will get more clarifications on the rule down the line. Even if you guys know more of the clarification of the rule and somebody who can explain it better than me, then you guys can go ahead. And I'll tell you what, let's do this homework together. For sake of time, I'm going to copy this operations rule and you guys can go over it. Y'all can read over it. Y'all can die. Sected a little bit more and better than what I can do at this short time, and let me know whether or not this would be a hindrance to your team. But I can tell you that the forward movement of the hand is going to be one of those things, whereas they just trying to stop it. They just trying to stop this read option stuff. They trying to stop this Houdini stuff with the quarterback to running back. So those who could be kind of like hurt by this is Jalen Hurts, your guy, Lamar Jackson, who else, Josh Allen, and even Dak Prescott could be hurt by this ruling of the forward pass, illegal, you know, forward pass or motion or what have you. So, you know, the NFL is always tinkering around with the rule or what have you, and it's just one of those things. I'm not finna go into details. I'm not a rule committee guy because they will change it just like this, or it's subjective anyway. We've seen calls whereas you can literally see a player being held, and they say, well, it's because his body, he stayed square, so therefore we're not going to call him, blah, 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 guy. You can't have the hands to the outside only if he don't turn the body. All this stuff, man, and he's supposed to release at a certain point. It is what it is, rules, you know. But it is what it is. Let's answer this with, will it benefit Parsons? I think it will. And I'm to the point, we always was taught, when you see the mesh point, just blow the mesh point up, right? I think that they put this rule out there to keep those things safe with the quarterback, because some people don't coach tech mesh point. Some people coach just destroy the quarterback at all costs. And if they do get a chance to run up the field for additional yards, then so be it. So that could be a situation there, you know. So that's just how that is, and it is what it is at this point. Hey, be sure to stay tuned to what we're going to do tonight. The final word will be tonight at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. I call it Central Texas Time. It will be me, Boss Cowboy Sports, as well as the OC Big Game James, and I believe my brother from another mother, Vach Lombardi. So I want you guys to check us out tonight at 8 o'clock. Let's go. Let's get it, Cowboy Nation. Hey, one way or another, we're going to continue to talk about these things as surrounding the Cowboys. But most importantly, support your brother on his sports con deal, because that's an opening for other bigger things that's around the corner. I know for sure West Coast, he will be down here for sports con week, I believe. And he's doing an unbelievable job. Shout out to him. He gave us a shout out on the ESPN radio. I like hearing this type of news. My guy, Boss Cowboy, we're going to put in some good work. I'm trying to get my guy Gucci, man. Gucci Watts, man. Trying to get him out there for SportsCon so we can really put on the show. Y'all know how we act. Y'all know how we do those things, right? Sadiq says, I will be there. Come on, fly on in, Sadiq. And I promise you, we won't have a good time. We will have a great time. Let me show y'all how me and Gucci, man, we be having a good time all together. This was us at a few Cowboys Experience event. Shout out to Cowboys Experience. Let me see if I can find this clip, man. Don't put it out there. This is what we do, man. We have an unbelievable rapport with each other, and we do great stuff together. And hopefully we'll bring that type of excitement out to SportsCon, you know. I think we will, you know. Give me a few seconds while this thing is uploading. But while that's uploading, and look, I'm building the plane while it's in the air. So y'all take your shots while it's uploading. Shout out to you, JR. Y'all leave JR alone, man. You know, I like JR, man. I like the opposite of opinion. Those convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. Yeah, here it is right here. Come on, let me see if I can pull this up. Here you go.
Come on, man. Let me get you a headset, Mike.
You don't
have to put that on right there. Yeah,
hey! That's what we do.
Bring them in the camera right here. That was nice. Put the lady in the middle. I'm going to have to get you a headset. We're going to talk some C4, some cowboy talk.
Yeah, baby.
That's the last day. Great time. You can have a good time. No, good time somewhere else. So, how long you been?
This is how we do it.
So, I've never in my life ridden a horse till this year.
No really? Way.
Swear to God.
You know how to work one of these?
I've never done this. No, let's see how it goes.
All right. Pull this part right there, y'all.
Okay.
Next we have USA cheerleaders.
Yeah. Watch my guy. And Gucci be crazy, y'all. Yeah.
We have Heather.
I mean, like about him, I rode him January 2nd the first time. Then a couple weeks later, we're riding down the Trinity River past a couple bars. Uh-huh. And they're like, y'all coming in? I'm like, I went horse. So for up until this past couple weeks, we've been in like 60 bars around Fort Worth, in the nightclubs, everything.
Yeah. Hey, when the Dallas Cowboys winning, you can ride the horse anywhere.
Anywhere.
You want.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Y'all hear this, Cowboy Nation?
Ride it through my kitchen. Go ahead. No problem.
And so we
what's
have.
What's the danger of this one right here?
I need to realize.
I need one of the C4s over here.
Because this has a lot of things that are not that great for you.
Right.
And we are just natural. We support that 100%.
Right. Well, 2 weeks.
We undefeated since she sat here. Huh?
Yeah. That's true. That's true. We did it. We did it, y'all. We pulled one out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's get another one.
Let's do this, though. I got a chance to see also Ezekiel Elliott's dad.
Yeah.
He was on that horse.
So I didn't really know who he was.
What?
And we were riding up to the tailgate, and he's like, hey, man, let me ride that thing. I said, all right, $20 for a ride. He said, oh, I'll just share my man in my Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, who are you? He said, I'm Ezekiel Ellis' dad. I said, well, then you should be on the $420.
He said, give him
four. Well, he got a buddy to pay for him, and he got on him.
You should have made it double.
That is my favorite.
Y'all got Starburst flavor?
We got one.
Oh, you got one.
We got one. We got one.
I cannot believe it. So C4 is helping us out with this event, and I really appreciate you guys so much for jumping in and giving us this unbelievable information about C4.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is, I never had C4 before.
Okay, so you're about to try it right now?
I got to give me one. Yeah.
Oh, tell him to bring you one. You can't have mine.
I can't have yours. I'll get one in a minute.
What is your favorite
this flavor? This flavor is the frozen bombsicle, which is kind of like a ice rocket popsicle, I think. That's what they say. To me, it's just like really good, but that's our best seller, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm about to try that one.
Because we started as powders, pre-workout powders. Okay. So this is the flavor of the original best seller.
That's coming.
Yes.
Are you basically asking me to try out?
I mean, we're taking applications. Do you think he's going to be able to audition? Can you do the wobble? Can you do the cha-cha slide?
Can I do the cha-cha slide?
Show him one move.
Show
him one move.
I can show you how to dance.
One move.
Right,
clear it out.
Clear it out.
Gotta
move the chair. Where'd he go?
Look at Gucci.
Okay.
That was a ninja.
Dance off.
Let's go. Slide out the way. There you go. Oh, you got to redo it again. Yeah. Show me a 10 card. There we go. This is how we do it. Okay. Set it off.
Okay.
Oh, Heather, next? You next? Heather, like, nah, I'm going to let them go do
I'm
that.
I'm going to let Jordan have this one.
I'm going to let them do that. Uh-oh. Hey. That guy got medieval with it. This is a party, y'all. They say ain't no party like a cowboy party.
What about a Laudation Grove? Come on.
Okay, I appreciate you so much for jumping in.
Thank
What's
you.
Your name again?
Paola.
Paola. Thank you so
nice
much.
Appreciate y'all so much for watching. There you go. C4, everybody.
C4. Let's get you right.
Cowboys C4.
No doubt, no doubt, Cowboy Nation. And I just want to tell you guys, don't meet me there, beat us there at this SportsCon event, because we're not going to have a good time. Oh, no. We're going to have a great time. And speaking of that, turn my music up just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it, Cowboy Nation? Well, I always say, if you want a thing bad enough, to go out there and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep, if all of your desires of it makes you quite mad enough that you don't get tired, and it makes you hold everything tawdry and cheap, if life itself seems empty and useless without it, and all that you scheme and dream is about it, if you are glad to go out there and sweat for it, fret for it, and plan, and lose all terror of your mind. If you would simply go after the thing you want with all of your capacity, strength, and scargacity, with faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity. If neither cold, poverty, or famish, or fame, or sickness of your body or brain can turn you away from the thing you want. If dogged and grim and besieged and beset with the help of Almighty, guess what, Cowboy Nation and everyone that's watching? You will get it, and this is just the beginning. I got some things that I'm gonna tell y'all in the future. Let's go.
Sacrifice, don't give up the fight.
Come on, baby, everything gonna be all right.
Give me my theme music.
Let's go. One love, baby. Mama said there'll be days just like this. Take a shot whenever I say that one too. See y'all tonight. Come on. Shout out to you, Patrice. Echoes. Sadiq.
Don't need no deals, I make the deal. Have the ticket to
God
a
deal.
I just wanna run it up.
Hey,
yeah.
Stokes, Marylon, baby. Hey, Eric, I see you, Mac. Cross. Check out my YouTube page for the merch. Come on.
Greens and pinks, it's all
Roger
the same.
That, 210, you in, baby. DC for life.
Play, charge it to the game. I'm with L, yeah, I'm with T-Black.
Who
with
Law, baby?
I'm with A, yeah, I'm with J, yeah, I'm with Chuck and now. Still the same, now
who
switch
Law?
Size, now it's about loyalty.
Hey.
You switch size off for the bag, and that's worth more to me. I mix Nike with designer.
Nick,
I
will do it. Shout out to you,
you
boss.
On the shelf,
Cowboys.
Search for the one, but baby girl, there's nothing real as this. Can't trust a soul, I keep a hammer.
Call it too legit.
I've been really
Chalk Talk, Montana.
Feel,
one of my snipers over here. Come on.
Don't need no deals, I make the deal. I have to take it to a meal. Really, I just wanna run it up.
Five.
Yeah.
Four. Three,
kinda check a song.
Two.
Lately I just wanna run it up.
Uh oh.
We answered. I talked up. I thought we had it.
You stupid.
I go to show you who's the better team, and I'm sticking Cowboys.
You're crying.
I'm hurt. I love my ears. I don't believe it.
You just
want
to have one more time for
just
you?
Just one more time for you, boy.
Let's go,
bro. Yeah, baby. Oh, my gosh, man. Come on. Let me know if that'll get old over there. Let me know if that ever get old for y'all. Until next time, DC for life.
But Law, you never get a chance to see your team win a Super Bowl in HD.
Well, to be fair, I never saw my team lose in HD either in the Super Bowl.
Take a track of my cigarette.
Hey, bro, come on now, Law. Come on.
But Law, hey Law, my quarterback made it to the Super Bowl. Dak is still watching.
Yeah, Rex Grossman made it to the Super Bowl. That don't make him better than Tony Romo.
You know it's dangerous to go alone. Don't let the street lights hit you. Something in that river flow. Seven more and another one.
just say this one time. We made it to the playoffs 16 times. Cowboys only won 4 playoff games. We won 16.
Well, what you want, a cookie? So you made it to the playoffs 16. You won 16 playoffs. You got one ring to show for it. What's taking y'all so long to catch up? Not to us. Catch up to the Washington team. Catch up to the Giants. Then us. Until next time. DC for life.
Why, this mother don't miss.
No, he's good.
That mother don't miss. And he's good. In the heat of battle, he don't miss. In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
Forever doesn't feel that far. So far, so far. If a baby grain can't fly, fly on, fly on, fly on, fly on, fly on.
Get your damn act together.